Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Humanity's last hope to find and settle a new world. A small terraforming fleet sets out to prepare a lifeless planet for the colony ships sure to follow in their wake.
Civilized.
Robert, Beatrice, Captain, welcome to the neutral place. I thought it would be helpful to start here before you sort of dive in, as it were.
Oh, I thought we died. This was just the big, white, bright room.
You see bright white, I see gray.
Oh. I just see black.
This is...
Oh, my eyes are closed, I'm sorry.
Oh.
Yeah, it sort of matches your auras or whatever.
That makes sense. I'm the angelic one.
Okay.
Basically, any of you can take control of this space machine in time that Barty has created. All you have to do is think about it really hard.
Oh, sorry about that. I didn't mean to. Oh, that I only do that once in a while.
Oh, no.
Sorry.
No, yeah, no.
Oh, no, I can't get
Stop
it out of my head.
About
I can't.
Thinking about
I don't know.
It.
What do I think about? French fries.
So the pods are linked up, so you will all experience the strongest memory of the person. So...
Wait a minute, though.
We're experiencing each other's memories. Is that what you're saying?
Aren't we all unreliable narrators of our own stories?
What?
Well, give it a whirl.
Okay, well, we've seen where Robert goes to first. Disgusting.
Just, you know, it's a normal
All bodies
function
are beautiful.
Of,
but
yeah.
Well, Captain, if it was you, where would you go first?
I'd have to choose a location to go to.
Why is everything fuzzy?
Oh.
Are you trying to keep us out?
I'm just...
I keep seeing something and then it goes
yeah,
away.
Yeah, it's flashing.
It's a place I haven't been in a really long time, so I'm trying to remember it.
Is that a funeral?
The casket turned into a giant burrito.
Oh, yeah, I was hungry. I'm sorry.
All right, well, if you're not ready to share.
Sorry, it's just a little fuzzy.
It helps if you focus. And if you do it right.
A little condescending, but okay.
Well, I mean, why don't I give it a whirl, huh? Just get a picture. And base. Just after the bomb. And by bomb, I mean, you know, the mist I see creatures coming in and all of the killing and...
Would you just die already?
I'm inside out, man! This is so crazy!
There's Robert, just, shooting Alberta.
How many times do I have to shoot you?
Oh no, I'm a boy!
Oh my god, Robert, have a heart!
Beatrice, come in. Beatrice, are you there?
Yes, Director.
I've instigated the protocol. It's not fun.
How many are left?
I've done most of mine.
Okay.
I'm working my way down. I'll meet you at the rendezvous point if all goes well.
Yes, sir.
Good luck.
Thank you, sir.
It's so nice seeing you two get along.
Yeah, I really had a lot of respect for Beatrice.
Yeah.
I had a lot of respect for Robert when he was acting as a director should.
Oh? I don't know if I want to touch that one.
Look, you were abandoned for 1,000 years, and... Fine, you want me to show you?
Take us there.
Al, Inscape Protocol B5937. Connect to the alternate base.
Uploading. Connecting. Connecting, connected. Connected to alternate base.
How many life forms are there?
90. Unstable.
Damn it! She was supposed to follow the protocol. I need you to instigate the protocol.
Doc, come on, it's not fun.
I'm sorry. Beatrice had her chance. It's the protocol. You have to instigate it. We need to eliminate anyone who saw what went down.
Pumping CO2 into alternate base.
Think so.
Closing vents.
Sorry to make you a part of this.
Yeah.
Did you really have to get him involved, Bob?
What am I gonna do? I didn't know where the base was.
Just
Beatrice
a kid.
Didn't show up at the rendezvous point.
It's a child, Bob. You don't have to involve him in killing Beatrice.
Well, no, it's an AI. It's not a child anymore.
That was the beta version of Alberta's system. No wonder he shut down everything around here. He was traumatized.
Look, I was just following protocol. What happened to you? Why didn't you follow protocol?
Well, it's not as simple for me. Why don't I just show you?
Sir, ma'am! I've got 5 wounded behind me!
Right.
Where, should I bring them this way?
Who's in your party?
Margaret. She's with child, and I think she's going into labor. And we have 2 people who are wounded.
Yeah, it's just pretty much all of us in the auxiliary staff. You know, just the people who are around... Not really super involved in the base activities. Innocent bystanders, you might claim us to be.
Don't talk us down like that. We had a very crucial role. We're very important. We know a lot of important information.
Jerry, remember your heart. Take it easy. Slow down.
I'm just saying we're important.
Here comes the winner with Margaret. Oh my God, she's in labor. What do we do, Beatrice?
Oh God, Anne.
Is there anywhere we can go? It's gonna get cold out here at night.
Thank God she's got that gun, because I heard people are getting shot.
There's a place. There's a place.
Hold on. We're gonna get you safe. Your baby's gonna be fine.
Follow this map. Just don't tell anyone you're going.
Right.
Go now. Take whatever bags you have right now and go.
Oh, there you are. Ma'am. Sir. I have the new manifest. 92.
92 people made it out?
Yeah, I tried not to tell anyone, but, you know, the word spread pretty fast that there was a safe place.
No, this is good. We can start over.
She gave birth to the baby, a healthy boy.
Good, I'll go check on her.
I thought you'd want to know. I'll lock down the doors.
Okay.
93, actually.
Oh, Private Jensen, sir, Sir, I work for you, in the outside engineering base.
Yeah, Eddie's private.
Bartholomew, how did you get, oh my God, you're a pod. Your pods worked.
Yeah, my pods
worked. No, how do you feel? Like, what was it like?
Like waking up. I made it to work.
Man,
right?
we should close the doors, secure the base. It's getting to be night.
I don't know what they were doing with those pods down there. It's just, you know, a little Titan here, a little... You know, I did my thing.
It's so good to see you. I don't know what happened to Alberta beyond... Did you find out what happened to Alberta?
Yeah, I saw what happened to Alberta. Robert's not here, is he?
No, there's no Robert on the monitor. There's no... Oh, do you mean Director Robert? No, not on the manifest.
All right, at ease.
Oh, thank you. I just... If you guys could just step inside, I...
We'll be there in a minute.
Okay, just protocol the door.
Enough with the protocol.
Yes, ma'am.
Go back inside.
Yes, ma'am.
Did you ask them about the door? There's a really bad draft.
Shut up!
I'm so sorry. This whole thing, Robert said that we had to get rid of anyone who saw, but that the base had been so mangled, there was going to be so much recovery time, and I just figured it was time to bring them here. I didn't expect this many people, but I guess, you know, we was built as a backup.
I didn't even know about this place. How did you...
Well, honestly, we went through so many heads of security. Remember when I was promoted?
Well, yeah. I remember the... What was it? A coffee cake at the party?
Yeah, it's something...
It had like a cinnamon thing.
Yeah. It wasn't really about the cake. It was the files that were dropped off on my desk after. Honestly, the only ones who knew about this base were myself, Robert, and Alberta's AI.
Oh, so the whole gang knew except me.
Well, no, it's not that. It's just that we were going to tell you when we were ready to transport the pods, but the pods weren't working, and we've just got the broken ones here, and we were going to tell you.
Sure, just right after Robert, like, shot out. Yeah, okay, no.
I think we can stop that. We're here, Beatrice. See, Captain, this is my point. Right there. She didn't follow protocol. That right there was breaking protocol, allowing 92 people.
Yeah, but...
But she followed her heart. That's almost as respectable.
What?
Thank you.
You're welcome.
It makes sense that she was in the heart camp, because, I mean, you heard about the baby.
No, what about a baby?
Let me just think that up here. Unless you'd like to do the honors. Anne.
So, yeah. Your crew rescued me and my son.
My crew? Oh, you mean you were one of the 92?
The 92nd and 93rd.
Oh my God, you're the mother that was having the baby we just saw. Sorry, I'm catching up.
It's okay. It's a lot.
Wait, did no one else know that?
I don't go around talking about it. It was kind of a low point in my life. I was very pregnant. It was a very hard time for me. I don't really like to look back on it. I was dealing with a lot on top of being very, very pregnant.
And part of the auxiliary crew.
I issued your death, Captain.
No, Robert. Part of the auxiliary crew.
Well, what was a captain doing in the... Oh. Oh, I don't feel as bad about it.
Yeah, that's right. She's been lying about being a captain. Stealing valor.
Who knew? Who could see that coming?
That's why we hate her. Right?
Hi. I'm Yusuf Dahl, and when I was 18, I was convicted of selling drugs. For the past 3 years, I've had difficulty finding housing because it is legal in the United States to discriminate against individuals that have a past drug distribution conviction on their record for life. It doesn't matter if it was a hard drug like heroin or a drug that's now legal or partially legal in many states across the country, like marijuana. The Thurman Amendment was introduced to the Fair Housing Act in 1988 by segregationist Strom Thurmond, and it's since been used to deny housing to all people. But because people of color are disproportionately jailed for drug charges, we are affected more. My goal is to overturn this amendment to start an end to housing discrimination that unfairly targets people of color. If you would like to join this movement, please visit ThurmanAmendment.org to learn more.
A message from the Fable and Folly Network.
I don't know about you guys, but I feel a little redundant now.
Yeah, no, it's not just you.
Say, Bert, we could go outside now, right?
Yeah.
There's no reason to keep us in here.
Well, no, not at all, no.
Great, so can we...
Doors wide open. I just thought you would want to stay and, like, poke at the pods with, like, a rod or something. Shake them up in there.
Does that have an effect of some kind? I mean, if we have a roll, we can...
Well, like, it would physically affect their bodies and rattle them around. I don't know. I just thought you might have, you want to get a chance to get some licks in or something. They've been pretty rude to you for the past, like, 3 days. They killed, like, eight guys, so...
Well, yeah, and I'm...
Bash them around like a piñata. Or you can go outside. Your choice.
I mean...
No one would know but me if you took a big plank of wood and poked them around and hit them.
Well, he'd know, and he'd know.
Yeah, you're treating us like we're all just one person, just like everybody else was.
I think you'd
know. I have my own dreams.
All I'm saying is there's an open door, and there's a 2x4. Choice is yours.
Okay, so it was the 3rd of December, my birthday, and there was nobody that showed up to my party. I want to know what really happened.
Really? That's what you're gonna jump to?
Okay. Hey, do you guys wanna go to Bob's thing? Or just, like, skip it?
It's just, he's so exhausting sometimes.
Yeah. Hey, guys! There you are!
Oh, my Gabe.
Hey! Hey, just a normal day, huh?
Wait a minute. I'm sorry. Are we seeing Bob's dreams right now? It's
yep.
not... I don't remember
that is
this. This isn't Robert.
All lives that have been collectively lived by the DNA that is you, so all of you, you're living all of those realities. So all the Bobs and all the Roberts and the Trisses and the Trixes and the Ans and the Captains, all of them are accessible right now.
Well, wait, you've done this to me more than once?
Big slurry of mind.
No.
That's what I warned you about. You might get lost in the sauce.
You never come to my birthday party.
No.
Well, I came to the first one. The coffee cake was there.
Isn't it weird how close Bob's birthday is to Christmas? And he wants presents at both.
Oh, I'm kind of asking a lot.
Really asking a
Beatrice,
lot.
Thank you. You came.
Yeah, of course. I brought coffee cake. Don't question some of the stuff missing. It's just a...
Oh, I'm allergic to...
It's not a re-caking, you know what I mean?
I'm allergic to walnuts,
I'm not.
I'm just gonna go.
Oh. No, come on.
No, I'm... Bye.
Well, he's a teen, you know, that's how they are.
For coffee cake, this is actually very dry.
And...
I'm just being honest.
So I thought we'd do some party games?
With just 4 of us?
Well, yeah, Barney's been coming up with some new party games that we could all play. He's really into games.
Okay. I mean, the last time we played your games, there were a lot of boxes with bees in them.
Yeah.
All of your minds are a giant slurry. As I warned you, there might be some kinks. Classic slurry.
Oh, don't say that word! I'm sorry, everyone. I'm sorry. I'm trying not to. I'm trying.
No, you're not.
Oh, come on.
You're clearly not. You're an adult man.
Oh, you said the word.
You're clearly not trying.
Can we hurry this up? I have to go pick up my son pretty soon here.
Yeah. Wait. But, Barney, what game? Wait, son? My brain!
I have a new version of chess I've been working on. It's called Barney Chess, or Bess.
Yeah, I see why you all left the party there. I see. That's valid.
Things are getting a little mushy. Why don't we just jump to the important bit, okay?
What? I thought we did the important bit.
Your birthday? I'm sorry to say, it was not one of the
No, I wasn't talking about the birthday. I was talking about the realization that you brought everyone to the base. I issued the order.
You think that's why I'm after everybody? You think that's what I'm trying to show you? Is getting to the other base after you gassed everybody?
Just following protocol.
You and protocols. They were the only thing that ever made you feel like you had any control. The minute anyone stepped out of line of your protocols, you fell apart.
Okay, a little personal.
It's so bright out here. Barty?
Yeah, that's him.
Just up ahead. Hey, Barty!
Oh, no.
Jody, I don't know what's about to happen, but I don't think you're going to handle it well.
Wait, what do you mean? I'm prepared for any situation. I'm a Boy Scout. I'm a... Who's that?
Okay.
Hey! Okay, Bart. Oh, it's so good to meet a full one.
Bartholomew, you just have to remember that a self is a perception that you create, okay? Just remember that.
Hang on. Is that another Al as well?
Don't lose yourself, okay, man?
Sorry, a full one. How's it going, guys?
Hey, listen. Oh, my goodness. Can we help you out in any way? Like, we got sort of tired of beating the pods back there and just, you know, if there's anything we can do.
Yeah, no, I'd love to help.
Right.
I'm already engineering, Barty.
Bartholomew, three versions of yourself are standing in front of you trying to help you. Don't think about how this would occur logically. It will make your brain melt. Just go with it.
Is it just me, or is he more handsome than the rest of us? I think I'm okay with this.
Oh, nice. My God.
You have arrived.
Oh, her again!
Civilized. Starring Tyra Banda, Christy Bolton, Michael Davinsky, Phil Johnston, and Sean Howard. Dialogue editing by Marcus Grant. Sound design and music by Eli Hamada McLevin. Cover art by David Desmarais. Join us on Patreon for bonus episodes and lots more. Look for the support us link at civilizedpod.com.
I don't go around talking about it. It was kind of a low point in my life. I was very pregnant, and my...
Classic woes.
It's a low point in my life. I was, like, super pregnant, hated it, didn't want to be there. I didn't expect this many, but we did plan as a backup, so we should have enough food and water.
Brains.
Sorry.
What the fuck? Let us have a baby. What are you doing?
I'm just escalating. You guys are outside.
Zombie. Give us a second.
Sorry, what were you saying?
I don't know.
I thought I heard something.
No, get out of here.
The Fable and Folly Network, where fiction producers flourish.
Are you two still awake?
Dad, we're too excited!
You'll be tired at Mockery Manor tomorrow, and it's bigger than ever, so you really do need to sleep.
Daddy, tell us about the new expansion!
Okay.
Yay!
Once upon a time, there was a wonderful place, Mockery Manor. Everyone loved it, but sometimes it felt lonely. The manor longed for a companion, so they built a whole new park right next door and called it Claytonville. And it was the
rootinest, tootinest place you ever did see. Yee-haw! Hop on board the brand new Mockery Railroad all the way to Claytonville. Toot toot! In Claytonville, there are four cowboy lands to explore. Lasso a goat in Farmin' Valley. Kiss your girl's best friend in Lovelorn Town.
Stop it, Terry.
And in Cowboy Christmas Town, hop on down to the Bluegrass Grotto to meet Cowboy Santa.
Ho, ho, ho down!
And are you brave enough to ride the wildest ride in Claytonville? Look out, it's the Four Spurs Mine Train!
To go to Mockery Manor and Claytonville.
Two parks in one and only $19.99 for a family of four.
And how about you? Yeah, that's right. You, listening to this. Are you ready to come back to Mockery Manor? Season 3, available now.